up on the roof at Rosie on the House. Good morning, y'all. Had a lot of fun this last hour, just going purely open line, talking about whatever had anxiety on your heart or your mind. This particular hour, we want to talk about roofing in particular and delve in deep on the subject as to what the different materials are and what their approximate maintenance requirements might be and what you might be able to tell about your roof just from backing up a little bit, getting in the neighbor's yard and looking it over. So if your home is over 7, 8, 9, 10 years old and hasn't had a roofer up on it to inspect it, it might be time you want to start thinking about that. If you've got a roof that's started a little leak, one of the reasons that we put this roofing show in the month of January is we generally get about one-third of our rain for the year in the month of January. And it's typically not the monsoon-type rain. It's generally that slow-moving winter front that comes in, covers the state for a day and a half or two, and it's just a little bit of a slower winter soaking rain. And so we brought in one of our Rosie Certified Roofing Experts, Brandon Niskanen. Did I get that right, Brandon?
You did.
I'm really trying hard. You know, the Cajun in me just wants to put a French accent on everything, even a Finnish name. And Finnish and French don't mix very well. Brandon Niskanen.
Yes, sir, you did. Yeah, thanks for having me, Rosie.
Rosie Certified Roofer for about the last 6 or 7 years, but you've been here in the Valley roofing since the late 80s.
That's correct.
Started...
Late 89 is when I started my roofing career. And then we started Pinnacle Roofing in 99.
We who?
My brother and I.
Excellent. Family business.
Family-owned
business. And I believe
business,
I met
correct.
Your dad at one of the mixers this last holiday season. You guys keep him around for shop security?
Yep, he's the brains behind us, I guess. He does the he's actually one of our lead estimators.
Let's talk about Arizona roofing just a little bit. Now, of course, in Arizona we have more probably flat roofs than they do in other parts of the country. It's a part of our architectural signature of the Southwest. It's that territorial Taos look, the Ranchero look acclimates itself very well to the adobe look. What are you seeing as historically some of the more popular applications of the flat roof? I've been through actual historical buildings that were sod and hay, more sod and hay, and then actually planted grass on top of it. And that was the roofs of the early 1800s for a lot of the roofs. We did progress when we invented the asphalt impregnated paper. We can start coming up with other things that would last a little bit longer and require a little less maintenance. But, you know, when I broke into the trades here in Arizona, I think virtually every flat roof we built through the 60s was your conventional 90-pound, what we call built-up roof. Was I missing something, or was that owned the market at that point?
No, that's correct. Built-up roofs have been around for over 100 years. And
what are we building up?
It's typically about a 4-ply system. It's got multiple layers of reinforcing fabric, felts, and they typically put what they would call a tar and gravel, like a gravel surface on the top, maybe or a mineral surface. But that was a very common roof back in the day. And, you know, the last 30 years or so, foam roofing has become real popular in this state.
The downside to that built-up roof, as we discovered over, you know, 15, 20, 30 years of maintaining them and whatnot, is they're seamed every 32, 36 inches. There's a seam in it, right?
That's correct.
Then every time it comes up to a penetration, you've got to get that black asphalt impregnated paper to bend up the roof jack or build up the or or bend up the back of the parapet. And every place you're bending that material, you're creating a stress on it.
Yeah, the extreme heat we have here, it dries out the oils that are in the mastic or the tar, if you will. And like you said, it starts to crack open.
And I have a good friend who's a property manager and manages over 1 million square feet of roof area commercially. And his roof of choice is still the built-up roof. Because in an office warehouse configuration where you've got a couple coolers on the roof and an air conditioner for the office up front, he likes the wearability of that 90-pound felt when you've got technicians up on the roof walking around servicing the evap coolers twice a year and whatnot. I, in residential, have migrated from the 90-pound built-up that in our flat roofs, virtually all we do anymore is the foam roof. And are y'all doing any built-up anymore? You don't see it going in very much anymore.
Yeah, no, most residential flat roofs that I'm on today are definitely spray foam. You know, the white foam roofs and the built-up roofs just have gone away. I mean, people obviously still do them. We don't personally at Pinnacle.
Y'all aren't even doing 90-pound built-up anymore?
We do not, no.
Okay. So it comes to a flat roof, you're going to foam it.
That's correct. If it's a patio, like exterior patio on your back patio there, we'll put a modified peel-and-stick on that.
Okay.
But typically for all livable areas on a flat roof, we will do the spray foam.
And I want to talk a little bit more about why y'all have opted to do that and why we as a builder have opted to go that. But we do have callers loading up. Romy, why don't you pick the callers? We do have open lines as well. If you'd like to talk roofing, we've got the expert here to visit with you on that topic right now. Our number with Julia, our operator, standing by to take your call. The number is 1-888-767-4348.
Now try and visualize what we were, Brandon and Rosie were just talking about it when we're talking foam onto patios. This isn't a territorial style home where the parapet comes all the way out and the patio's under it. In that case, you would probably go ahead and foam it so it's seamless. Some cases you do see the traditional peel and stick just to save money, but in a perfect case, if you could afford it, you would want that seamless for
everything.
Everything. Donna calls in and she wants to know what is a peel and stick patio roof?
Oh, okay.
What are we talking about?
Okay,
Donna, welcome.
Hi, Rosie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What are you wrestling with up on your roof this morning, Donna?
Well, I've got a patio roof that's leaking, and I had one of your contractors come out and look at it.
Okay.
And he said I had an existing pick and stick roofing.
Okay.
And he couldn't quite tell me what that really meant.
Okay. That term, Brandon, refers to, really, that's just a nickname for a type of roof that we put down. Explain to her what peel and stick is.
Peel and stick is, if you've been to Home Depot in the roofing section, and if you've seen a roll of what they call 90-pound mineral surface, 90-pound. Basically, that's what peel and stick is, except peel and stick has modified bitumens in it, and it's got a sticky back to it. So when they installed it on your patio roof, especially if they installed it in the winter and didn't heat it up at all, it's very possible that it peeled up from the edges, and you're probably getting the leaking along the drip edge.
And how are you heating that when you're installing it up there in the winter? How are you heating it?
You could heat it up with a torch.
Just a big torch up on the roof.
Right.
Kind of melding it down and taking the wrinkles and the cold stiffness out of it.
That's correct.
In the summer, in her area, Phoenix, would you need to still heat it? Or are you saying it's hot enough up there that the sun does that work for you?
The sun, yes, definitely will heat it up for you. No torches needed there.
No torches allowed. You know, and that's another nickname of a type of roof that we see got real popular about 15 years ago. We've talked about the built-up. We've talked about the foam. There was also a product that got very popular called Torch Down. What was all that about?
Torch Down is a mineral or a surface cap roof that they use an actual torch and torch the whole membrane and roll it down on the roof. Problem with that is too many houses were getting burned down.
Oops.
That's so, a problem.
That's a different torch down. You got the torch down roof that would result. It's always a bad thing when you're roofing a new home and 12 hours later the fire department is sweeping your house into a dustpan. That's always a bad thing.
It's a very bad thing.
That's a bad thing. So torch down were actual torches you took up on the roof that tended, if you weren't extremely careful with them, you'd actually torch the framing of the house.
Yeah, it'd be very easy to catch that plywood on fire.
I can see why it's not as popular as it was.
It's hard to get
insurance companies
for that.
Hate that, yeah.
Exactly.
And y'all's liability insurance for roofing, I imagine they probably inquire as to what kind of roofing you do before you get a quote, right?
Absolutely, yep. Every year you go through your GL and they ask you, do you use a torch? And we don't do torch down roofing.
You don't need torches to lay down a foam roof.
No.
You don't do built up at all. And so that's pretty much the three different flavors for flat roof. The torch down. Well, there's also the PVC product that is a 50-year product, but I don't know that they've really got that competitive for the residential market yet, have they?
No, they don't. That's more of a commercial application. Yeah. And we do not do PVC roofs.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888 Rosie for you if you have a question about your rooftop. Santo and Phoenix, George and Tucson, Gary. Oh, George and Tempe, Gary and Tucson. All next.